Zicha by the Rebbe. It brings out the Sodis and Davening. Rashi. When the Jews are at the split of the sea, they start crying out to God. Rashi says they davening to God because they took the umus of the fathers. So the Rebbe says, what does this mean? The umus of the fathers, why is that the uman, the profession of the fathers? They were shepherds. So Rashi brings three cases where the apostles did this. Even though there were places in the Torah where, for example, Abraham davened for the saving of Sodom, why didn't he use any places where they were clearly davening for something, as opposed to where we darsh in the pasuk and says, oh yeah, him going out into the field, that means he's davening. So the point of davening, the Havamina, that all these questions are based on, is that davening is bekoshus, we're asking God for something. But that's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is something that a Jew does. Why does a Jew daven? Because he wants a relationship with God. He talks to God. That's what a Jew does. Whatever's going on in his life, he then talks to God. So therefore, the Jews were told that the Egyptians are going to come, whatever, and then God will take them out of Egypt. Don't worry about it. Just have a munah. So therefore, why are they davening? Davening because they speak to God. They just want to talk to God right now. You see that the avos, it's not, it's taka when they're not asking for something. That's where you see that the giloy of what tefillah is. So therefore, the tefillah is, you're talking, you're just talking to God. And it's very rare in your relationships with people that you're just asking them for stuff. You don't really have a relationship with somebody if all you're doing is asking them for stuff every time. Once you see them, it's okay. You know, what can you give me? What can I do for you? What can you do for me? That's the entire basis of the relationship. And therefore, we're not, that's very small chilek of our davening, the Shemona Esrei. You're asking for stuff. Again, why are you asking for stuff? Because through God giving you that, therefore you can megala him. You can increase his domain in the world. So the Bezuka de Zimra, when asking for things, we're just describing God because you're having that conversation with him. And by building up the greatness of God in the world, and you see that since I love my life, so therefore you build up your love for God through it. You're building the relationship through the davening because that's what the davening is. So therefore it turns out, sometimes when you're with someone who you like, but you've really nothing to speak about, so then you'll find something, you're looking for something in order to speak to them about. And oh yeah, this, oh yeah, that, oh yeah, that, the other. So therefore, and this is the same in the Chazal, that we have needs. Why were the Imahos barren, Akara? Because God wanted the tefillah of the tzaddikim. So we have needs in order to daven, meaning that now that we have needs, we constantly have something to talk to God about. And if he didn't have needs, you'd have less to talk to him about. And our constant needs and our constant hunger and our constant need for parnasa and our constant pain and our constant this and constant that is just always in order that we will always have something to talk to God about. So the Rebbe finishes off by saying that it's not just tefillah, it's also your limud Torah and your mitzvahs. That the point of your limud Torah is not to go learn some stuff, get me some new halachas. It's to hang out with God. And just like in your reactions with people, sometimes you just want to go to your friends and just, you don't have anything to say to them. You don't want anything from them right now. You're just there to hang out. That's like every time that you turn up to your friend and say, well, what do you want? That's not a relationship. Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? That doesn't mean that you haven't said anything, but you just want to be there with them. You just want to hang out. So go open up your Gemara, go pick up the lulav. Not because you want anything from God, just because you want to hang out with God and that you want to be there with him. That's the tefillah. That's what Jews do. You just hang out with God. God just wants to hang out with you. That's what Judaism is all about. That's what a Jew is. And it's nothing to do with asking him for anything or needing something. It's just like with your wife. It's not you only speak to her when you want or you need something or that you're in pain. These people also just, hey, what's going on? Just hanging out with God, with Torah mitzvahs, having that relationship. That's what it's about.